Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel for Sexagesima. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. This is God's word. Do you want to know what the problem is with our church? The number one issue we have here at our Redeemer? We don't believe in the Word of God. We don't. And I'm being a little facetious when I say that, because you know that's the same problem that really exists in every church, not just ours. But if you want to boil down what the issues are we have at our Redeemer, it all boils down to this. We don't believe in the Word of God. And that extends to every one of you in the pews, everyone at home this morning, all the way up to the big guy in the pulpit. We have not believed in the Word of God. We have not believed that the Word of God does what it promises it will do. You can ask yourself this morning, what is the thing that you hold dear above all other things in this world? And for myself, you know, first thing that comes to mind is my wife and my kids. They're what I normally think of as the most important thing in the world to me. It could be a house or a piece of land or a boat or a hunting camp, or it could be money in the bank, or it could be approval from others. It can be a whole bunch of things. But you know what? No matter what it is, if the most valuable thing in your life is not the Word of God, your priorities are out of whack. And again, I'm speaking of myself as well. What has that Word of God promised that it will do? Because it's not just any word. It's not Matt's words or John's words or Aaron's words or Tony's words. It's God's Word that does exactly what it says. That was the point of our first reading from Isaiah 55. God speaks of his word and he says, it will not return to me empty. It will do what I send it out to do. God's word does stuff. That's what I tell the confirmation kids. What do you need to know about God's word? It does stuff. It makes things happen. It does exactly what it says. The Gospel of John tells us that the word is Jesus. Where that word is, Jesus is. We haven't believed that. If we did, would we not be here as often as possible? Wouldn't I be here more often than I am? Wouldn't we be routinely? Wouldn't our whole existence be around gathering before Jesus and his word? It's so hard to do in that world today. To orient your mind to thinking that there is nothing more important than hearing that word, speaking that word, sharing that word, meditating on that word. It should be the fabric of our entire day, our entire existence. I imagine most of you have a Bible at home, the Holy Scriptures. Maybe we do treat God's Word as valuable because maybe we store it away like an antique treasure that we want to protect. Is your Bible sitting dusty on a shelf? Or do you actually take it out to open it up, realizing that in Scripture alone, God speaks to you. See, I've identified this as the problem our church faces. And like I said, it's the church-wide that has the same problem. Jesus is here with his church. We do not come here hoping to wave our hands in the air and get God's attention, wondering if he'll notice us little peons here in Kingsford. No, the God of heaven and earth, the one who died on the cross for the sins of the world, Jesus Christ, is here. Here with you. That shouldn't be surprising when you hear our gospel for today from Luke 8, when Jesus tells a parable of a sower. A sower goes out and sows seed, and that seed, Jesus says, is the word. Some of the seed lands on the path and it gets snatched up by the birds. Some of it lands on the rock and it never takes root. Some lands among the thorns and it gets choked out. Others lands in good soil and grows and produces a harvest of 100-fold. The thing that's always struck me about this parable, I don't know if it seems weird to you as well, is I want you to notice how that sower, God, treats his word. I lived in a farming community for 4 years. I don't claim to know a lot about farming, but I do know this much. Seed is not cheap. It's not free. It costs the farmer money. I want you to look at how this sower in Jesus' parable treats his seed, his word. He's out there throwing it everywhere, on the path, on the rock, in the thorns, and then some finally in the good soil. I want you to notice what God does with his word. He puts it out there everywhere, even among people who will have it taken away from them. Even among people with whom it'll never take root. Even among people who will get choked out by the worries and cares of this world. And even in the places where it grows and produces a harvest. That's how God is with his word. He is putting it out there everywhere. And maybe that's an invitation for you and I to remember how God's word should be in our lives. In every corner, in every moment, in every day, on our mouths, on our lips, in the ears of our neighbors that we meet day in and day out. That our every waking second, as much as possible, should be focused on the word of God. Because that word gives us Jesus. The word does what it says. That's a daunting task. And I'm sure you're going to leave here today thinking, I can't possibly keep my mind on the Word of God as much as I probably ought to. I can't speak about it, talk about it, read it enough. Thanks be to God, our sower, and our Lord Jesus Christ, continue to send forth that word to us who have neglected and forgotten just how much power it contains. You see, everything we do here as the church is really about the word of God. Maybe you haven't really noticed that before. We were talking recently in our adult members class, it's a little odd for people who visit our church from other faith traditions, you know, maybe if their life wasn't spent in the Lutheran church or say the Catholic Church or another church like that, they find it weird that we come to church, we don't bring our Bibles with us. I remember I had a family member who told me once that we didn't use the Bible in our churches because we didn't have them in the pews and we didn't have them, you know. I said, what do you think, we're reading comic books during the service? No, it's all God's word. See, here's the thing. The idea that a person would own a Bible is a relatively new phenomenon. I don't think we understand how blessed we are to be able to have the word of God. We've got enough Bibles in this church. We got so many, we don't know what to do with all of them. If any of you need a Bible, let me know. I will get you a Bible. I can do that in seconds. We don't understand how easy it is today. I don't even use a print Bible all that often anymore. I use the app on my iPad. Yeah, any person with a phone has access to the Holy Scriptures. Now, a few hundred years ago, well, no one owned a Bible. It would cost you a year's pay to be able to buy a book that size with the printing that would be required to own it. Some of you remember when the days when they had family Bibles, and maybe some of you own a family Bible that belonged to your whole family and the family would get together to read from it. But everyone having their own, it just wasn't possible. So how did people learn the scriptures? How did they place themselves within the word of God? They spoke it. They heard it. And they heard it in the service, week in and week out. You see, what happens here on Sunday morning is God's word from beginning to end. We take God's word and it's set to the tune of hymns that we sing. We remember God's word that made us his children in holy baptism when we say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We hear his word of forgiveness proclaimed to us when we confess our sins and receive forgiveness. We hear that God's promises are ours as the gospel is preached. And then, the best miracle of all, that word is joined to bread and wine so that we eat and drink the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. All the while knowing that Jesus is here in our midst for sinners like you and me who have forgotten along the way that God's word, Holy Scripture, is the most precious thing we have. Here's the good news. God by no means stops spreading that word. It continues to pour out day in, day out, week in, week out, so that you would know your Lord Jesus Christ, so that you would find him in the word, and so that you would know that everything he did on the cross was for you. We cannot, as a congregation, overemphasize the importance of this word. Because as sinful people, we'll always shortchange it. We'll always put our own priorities above it. We'll always put our own pride, our own will, our own desires. We'll always exalt ourselves above it. And yet God still sees fit to come among us sinners and forgive us. Give us life. Give us his promises that are here and are real. Dear friends in Jesus, they are all yours. Forgiveness, eternal life, salvation from the devil and from eternal death, it is all yours. And the word is here today to give you exactly what it says, because God's word does what it says. It forgives. It gives eternal life. This is life-changing stuff, guys. And it's all right here. Right here in this place. Among us. In the middle of our failings, in the middle of our faults, God in his grace continues to pour it all out. Let us continue as a church to gather, to receive, to rejoice in this word of our Lord God and his Son Jesus Christ that gives us all of his riches without fail. His word that produces fruit within us. His word that sends us forth with it on our lips to speak and share with others. Thanks be to God for the gift of his word, scripture alone, that delivers us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.